Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Reedy. You got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
You can read, of course, Reedy in the Australian, in the Telegraph. He's everywhere, but he's here right now. G'day, mate.
Hello, guys. How are we?
What tee are you on, Reedy?
What's that?
What tee are you on?
No, I'm not playing today. I couldn't get in. My son's playing, though. He's on about probably the eighth by now. I'm at home. Okay. Just watching a replay of the footy.
Too windy?
Doing a bit of research for you, Blake. It's a bit cold.
Watching a replay of which game? The game you were at, or what are you...
The game I was at, yeah. Storm games. Yeah.
Love that. What, just seeing if you can catch a glimpse of yourself somewhere, or what?
I think I did make an appearance at one point. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking for it, yeah.
How were you looking? How do you rate yourself out of 10?
I haven't seen it. Good, you saw it,
didn't you? I remember it. Yeah, it was underwhelming.
That's what I watched.
You just sat there with a laptop and you had your headphones on and you weren't watching the game, actually. Head was down, you were writing a story. So I don't think you'll be over the moon with
taking
it.
Notes.
Two invoices for the one game.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Oh. The Oz and Triple M.
All right, what about player movement? The Bulldogs, who are they looking for? Everybody.
It's been a big week for the Bulldogs. They actually, and a bit of news there with Aiden Tolman passing that COVID test, trained today, or probably play tomorrow now. And but they had a recruitment, they had a board meeting this week on Tuesday, which got a lot of airtime because there was an expectation there'd be a decision made on Dean Pay. There wasn't one made, obviously. But one of the things they did talk about at that meeting was their recruitment and retention. They identified some targets. Nick Kotrick's the latest one to come in their radar. He's off contract at the end of the year. He wants to play in the centres, and that's a sticking point with Canberra because they've obviously got Jared Croker and Curtis Scott on pretty good money there. And the talk is he wants around the $600,000 mark, and I don't think Canberra are willing to go that far because they see him as a winger. Now, Canterbury needs centres. They've got money to spend, and they've reached out to Nick Kotrick's management this week. I think on Tuesday or Wednesday they've reached out to him, and there's a definite interest in Nick Kotrick to help their backline next year. There's a handful of players that they're looking at, Curtis Rona, a handful of players, but Nick Kotrick's high on that radar now, and Johnny Bateman's the other guy who they're still keen on. They've made a three-year offer to John Bateman. So the Raiders are under siege at the moment from Canterbury, and I think they've got a real fight in their hands to keep, if not John Bateman, definitely Nick Kotrick, because Canterbury are very keen on him to fill one of those centre spots next year.
All right. And what about the Storm? Where are they going to end up? They obviously came to Sydney. They've been run out of town in Victoria. They want to head further north.
Actually, Tom, I got a bit more Canberra news.
Oh, gee, okay.
I was waiting for a bit of reaction to that news, but anyway, it didn't come. Hey, thanks for your support.
Gee, you're
everyone.
Needy. You are so needy.
Look, Kieran Foran, a bit of news there. I think they're actually, it looks like they're leaning towards now keeping Kieran Foran and making him an offer for next year. So as long as Kieran can stay in the park in the next couple of weeks, I reckon they'll make an extension offer to Kieran Foran. And there's an interesting one. Harry Grant, who obviously is at the West Tigers at the moment, he's there as part of that loan swap with Paul Momorowski to Melbourne. Everyone assumes that if Cam Smith goes round again, that Harry Grant will stay. The West Tigers will come in hard for Harry Grant. He'll probably stay there. Look, Canterbury have actually tried the past 2 years, as I understand it, to try and sign Harry Grant. And they actually haven't had any luck, obviously, as we know from what's happened. But there's still an interest there in Harry Grant. So if Cam Smith does decide to go around again next year and Harry Grant's able to use that get-out clause in his contract, the West Tigers won't have it all their own way. Canterbury, I think you'll see they'll come in pretty hard for Harry Grant.
I don't think they'll have it their own way anyway. No. I think there'll be a few clubs that'll come out of the woodwork for Harry.
Do you think that, hey, Reedy, even though Jacob Little's not far from coming back, do you reckon that the Tigers will still go hard for Harry Grant or potentially the Dogs even going after someone like Jacob Little?
Well, the Tigers have kept money aside for Harry Grant. They've kept an amount in their salary cap that they're not spending at the moment because they want to wait to see what happens with Harry Grant. So there's no doubt the West Tigers will have a red up go at Harry and try and keep him next year. Jacob Little, we probably haven't seen enough of him, have we, because of the injuries he's had. But he's telling the kid it would be good to see him on the park and he could give some clubs a taste of what he's got to offer, I guess. But he needs to get back to playing footy before, I guess, he worries about that sort of stuff.
Reedy, about Jared Wallace, mate, to the Dragons? Is that a possibility or a probability, or is that you just starting rumours?
Brownie, well, come on.
I've asked you three questions in one there, Reedy.
You give me a hard time every time.
I love you, Reedy, you know that.
That's your job description.
I didn't start the rumour.
Yes, you
he
did.
Was on, he was put on their radar. I just reported it. Oh. I don't think it'll happen. I think that the Dragons got some other options they're looking at, but there's no doubt that that the Gold Coast or someone around there put Jared Wallace on their radar, and there was an interest there. But I think he's got 2 years left on his deal up there, Jared Wallace, on pretty significant money. So I think the Dragons are a bit wary about spending that sort of money on Jared and committing to the next 2 years. So I think that's why that'll hit a brick wall.
And what about Kieran Foran, Reedy? Is that a 1 year term or 2 years Canterbury's looking at with Kieran?
Well, I don't think they've actually got down to talking brass tacks yet, Brownie, but there's definitely interest there in at the moment. At the moment, they're leaning towards keeping him. I don't know what they'll do with Kieran, whether it's 1 or 2 years. I suspect, given his history, he'd probably lean towards a one-year deal to start with, wouldn't you, and maybe renegotiate it early next year if that gets up and running. But,
I think your heat pack's ready in the microwave, yeah, ready for your little lay down.
I'm getting a text. I just got a text from another journo saying, why is Brownie bagging you?
Yeah.
Love it. I just asked three questions in one.
Yeah,
really.
Brilliant. Are you finished with the Bulldogs now, Brownie? Or you,
you know
sorry, Reedy, are you finished with the Bulldogs chat, or can we go on, or you're done?
Yeah, we're going. I appreciate the storm. I was looking for a bit of feedback. At least Brownie gave me some, so I'm happy about that.
No, absolutely. Every second person in Melbourne, obviously, and winter, certainly from Brighton, likes to winter in Noosa, and that's what the Storm is planning on. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not a bad result, is it? They end up at Twin Waters for maybe up to a month. The interesting part of this is they'll play at Suncorp next week against the Roosters, but if they're forced to spend another 2 weeks after that up there, they've got a game against the Gold Coast in 3 weeks' time. It's their home game. They can't use Suncorp because Suncorp's booked for the Queensland Reds. So they're actually looking at playing the game in the Sunshine Coast. There's a ground up there that holds about 12,000 people, I think it is. And at the moment, if they can't play at Suncorp, that's, and they're stuck in Queensland, and stuck's a, it's not really stuck up there, is it? But if they can't, if they're based still up there, then that's where they'll look to play that game. They'll have to get it past the NRL and the broadcasters, but that looks as though it's a realistic option at the moment. They'll actually play the game on the Sunshine Coast.
All right. And Josh Addo-Carr, what's the some sort of deal in the wind?
Yeah, look, I think this is one that's been simmering away beneath the surface for quite a while now, Josh Addo-Carr. And, obviously the talk about him wanting to move back to Sydney, and he's got a deal still at Melbourne for at least another year. I reckon this is going to come to a head pretty soon. It's interesting, last night Paul Momorowski had such a huge game for the Melbourne Storm, scored 3 tries, and, his first glimpse of him in the Storm sort of jersey was outstanding, and the Tigers are a club that are interested in Josh Addo-Carr. So if Melbourne are going to let him go, they want to play him in return. I imagine that maybe Momorowski might be a bloke who fits that bill. They might want someone else as well to sort of sweeten the deal, but Momorowski's certainly given himself a helping hand last night with that performance.
Yep. They might take Luke Brooks.
They might take Luke Brooks. Yeah. They could take.
They could use him down there.
They could do. Fair call.
And finally, Reedy, something on the Warriors.
Yeah, look, a bit of news out of their coaching saga that's going on. Brownie, this might interest you, but I'm hearing Sean Wayne's contacted the club, and Sean Wayne's quite keen on the job. So you might have some competition there, Brownie, for that gig.
Well, you're making rumours up again, Wayne. Reedy.
What do you mean?
Hey? About me?
What do you mean? I'm just saying. Well, I didn't make them up. It's been widely reported
that
you'd like the job.
I can't wait for the moment when Sean Wayne meets Shane Warne. That'll be just terrific.
But Sean Wayne's in the mix for that one. So he's put his hand up for that job, Sean Wayne. And, as I said, Brownie, it's a,
Hey, Reedy, is it correct you told producer Charlie that this is your best male of the year?
Can't confirm or deny that one.
Which is why everybody was holding back from
the praise. Reedy, what's the real likelihood of Nick Kotrick leaving Canberra? I never sort of struck him as someone that'd leave Canberra being...
I'm with you, Brownie. He's a local bloke, isn't he? He's come through the system. But, obviously it's dragged on for a while now. Canberra been trying to tie him down for quite some time. It just hasn't happened. And from what I understand, his management, his dad, made it pretty clear he wants to play in the centres. And look, he can't play in the centres there because, as I said, they've got Curtis Scott and Jared Croker. So I would think at the moment it's a real possibility. It could happen, which would surprise me.
Brent Reed, as ever, thanks so much. Sterling effort.
I threw that Sean Wayne thing because I said to Charlie, I've got some Warriors mail, and I forgot what it was. So I just... No, I, as in the Sean Wayne thing has happened. I just couldn't remember what my Warriors mail was, so I thought, I'll do the Sean Wayne story.
Go and put the heat pack on, buddy.
Go and do it.
Go and relax.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm normally on a golf course. I'm normally
off you go, Reedy. There is Reedy's mail. Sean Wayne, Shane Warne. Lovely. Can't wait to introduce those two people.